It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Twitter has hired the former CEO of Ticketmaster. What can the head of a ticketing behemoth offer a social media company that's yet to go public? Ticketmaster's Nathan Hubbard helped his old employer dominate online, so his new job could be to help the little birdie turn a big user base into some dollar bills, maybe with the help of in-app purchases. Marketplace Tech reporter Quina Kim says the real money for Twitter, though, is in the data.
It's not so much, you know, any commission that they might be making on sales that's valuable. It's actually what's more valuable is the data that they will be collecting when people are making these purchases on Twitter.
Nathan Hubbard's new title, by the way, Head of Commerce at Twitter. The idea of controlling objects, even other humans, with only your brain is a holy grail of tech innovation. And what researchers did at the University of Washington this month sounds pretty amazing. Using non-invasive technology to record and stimulate brain function, a researcher at one end of campus controlled the physical actions of someone at the other end of campus. Researcher Rajesh Rao was the mind controller in this experiment.
So we had a computer game where I was the subject who was sending the information. And so my goal was to shoot at some targets in the computer game. But I had no keyboard to, you know, hit a key. So I had to imagine moving my right hand, and the computer would extract that information of whether I'm imagining my moving my right hand or not, and then send that information over to my partner. Andrea's brain would then get stimulated, and that would in turn cause his finger to hit the keyboard, and that would hit the target.
And he doesn't actually see the game, right? You're seeing the game, and then he's playing for you on another computer.
That's correct. He is, in some sense, lending me a hand or lending me his finger to hit the keyboard.
Now, you're sending this information and not receiving it in this situation that we're describing. Can you give me any sense of like what this feels like for your partner here?
So when we asked him, he basically says that it's almost like a twitch. So just like when you blink, you don't really consciously feel it until it's actually done and over with.
This all sounds very futuristic. Can you tell me what this sort of thing could lead to in the near future and far future?
In the near future, I think the technology is quite primitive, so I would like to dispel any thoughts about mind control or mind reading.
Okay.
We are at a very primitive stage, and so right now I think the technology is being used for developing prosthetic devices. Perhaps in the future you could record from a camera and deliver stimulation to the brain for blind people to see, but there's still a lot of technological challenges to be met in terms of developing means of delivering information to the brain in a very fine resolution.
Rajesh Rao is an associate professor in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University of Washington. Rajesh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And before we go, this guy is a dang genius. British man Lee Beaumont got sick of telemarketers, so he made his public phone number a premium line. Companies that call him have to pay $15 a minute. So far, Beaumont supposedly made nearly $500, and the number of monthly calls have been cut in half. Okay, buddy, now do one for spam. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.